We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
I'm not sure which I'm more excited about. That it's Thursday, which means we've gotten past hump day.
Yes.
Or that it's National Potato Chip Day.
Well, now there you go.
Yes. And also National Pie Day,
hey,
which many
pizza. Oh, that's right. It is 314, and that's,
yes,
you know, pie rounded off.
Many pizza joints celebrating with great pizza deals,
yes,
across the
I'll
country.
I bet they are. It has, yeah, nothing to do with mathematics or Common Core.
No, not at all. Not at all. Anyway, okay, so according to a survey, for National Potato Chip Day, the average American feels guilty for 29% of the food they eat. And the worst, not pie or chips, but ice cream, followed by chocolate, candy, cookies, and then potato chips. All staples of the American diet, right?
I feel guilty about nothing that I eat.
Yeah. You have no regrets.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Wonder if Beto O'Rourke, whose real name is Robert Francis, he's, yeah, highly Irish,
yeah,
but he would like to believe you to believe he's Hispanic, going to run for president. What he really just announced, essentially to a local television news station, is that he is planning to drop out of the presidential race in March of 2020. So there you go.
So that's what he's really doing.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's getting in to get out.
He's getting out, yeah, absolutely, because you get a lot of attention, sell your book,
right,
you know how it works.
Exactly. You make the rounds on the all the liberal morning TV shows.
Yes. And so, yeah, only on the left when you lose can you still come back and run for president.
Right.
So it's part of the leftist privilege that you get. Speaking of regrets, like eating potato chips and ice cream and all that kind of stuff, I wonder if Lisa Page has any regrets. There is an unbelievable paragraph. It's three paragraphs down. It should have been the lead. They buried the lead on,
yeah,
this, which I had an editor who used to go, don't bury the lead.
Yeah.
Figure out what's important in your story. Go back to work and sit there until you figure it out. He was an old grouch, but a great editor.
Yeah, because that was true journalism.
Yeah.
What we're seeing now is not true journalism.
No.
You bury
fake.
The lead to advance the narrative.
Exactly. You bury the lead to advance the narrative. Unfortunately, and the lead is what should have been the most important thing in the story. But the lead got buried, though, in this Fox News article about Lisa Page. The transcripts of the, you know, interview that she did with the Congress, which was closed door, right? So we didn't get to see it. This was back in July. Well, the transcripts of that have been finally released, and there is a stunning thing in them.
Mm-hmm.
A stunning thing. The thing that's stunning is that she admitted in this testimony that the insurance policy, remember the insurance policy?
Oh, yeah.
We were sitting in Andy's office. We decided to sit around and figure out how to keep this man Trump from being president. Well, what was the insurance policy? Now, remember the media telling us, including in fact checks, the insurance policy, that's not the Russian investigation. No. Insurance policy, that's just like some inside FBI lingo. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's just some lingo and these crazy white right-wing wackos or, you know, just twisting this insurance policy thing into something it's not. But we are the media. We're smarter when we know. Turns out they didn't. Lisa Page admitted that the insurance policy was the Russian investigation. It's right there in a transcript. Fox News reported it. Listen, if you are tuning in here by accident and you've been watching CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, you have no idea this happened. I mean, this is a bombshell. You have one of the top attorneys at the FBI who was smack in the middle of the insurance policy, who texted about it, who admitted, yeah, the insurance policy is a Russian investigation. And then goes on to admit that they had a paucity. That means not a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I had to explain. I had to look it up. Of evidence at the start of the insurance policy, I mean the Russian investigation. It's all right there for anybody who wants to see it. the Russia investigation was the insurance policy. And what was the insurance policy? To make sure Trump didn't become the president. She admitted to a coup. It's right there in a transcript. And yet we're still supposed to take this seriously. We're still, I mean, it's amazing to me that the insurance policy, I mean, the Russian investigation is still going on today out of Mueller's office. She admitted what it was. We should be done now. Close the books, shut down the investigations, we're finished. The only thing left to do, Lee, is to impanel the grand jury to go after her, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, and James Comey on this.
Well, that would be in a nation where you really have an interest in justice.
Or where you have a functioning justice system. We do not.
And a single level playing field for the for legal situations in this country. We don't have that anymore.
No, we don't. And so for everybody who's ever called me and said, or texted me and said, I've gotten these texts in the last week from my liberal trolls. Well, you know, you all the heads of the intel agencies, they all say, this is serious and it happened and it was real and Russia was real. They all say, yeah? Well, here's the head of here's the head of one of the intel agencies, the one smack in the middle of said Russia investigation. Let's quote her. Oh, yeah, that was the insurance policy. Case closed. We're done here.
Well, and this also comes the day after they admitted that the DOJ was telling the FBI not to investigate the Hillary email situation. Now, under the Trump standard, that would be considered obstruction of justice.
Yes, and you'd go to prison for it.
Yes.
After doing some time in solitary confinement, usually.
Right. Yeah. But under the Democrat version of justice in this country, though, there's nothing to see here, move along.
Yep. Absolutely. That even goes beyond obstruction of justice. It's really false prosecution. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this. It's just amazing. But she did it. This should be the biggest news story of this cycle right now, getting this Lisa Page transcript and her admission that the Russia investigation was the insurance policy. Again, the media reported otherwise, ran fact checks saying that the insurance policy was not the Russia investigation. They got it wrong. They're not, this morning there's no retractions. There's nothing. It's just like it didn't happen.
Radio silence.
Radio silence. Which to me is, well, I mean, what else do we need here? Take out billboards? I mean, I don't know.
Well, this is what happens when you go against the establishment.
Trump, I guess so. I guess that's what the takeaway is.
You know, Trump and Bernie were both the anti-establishment candidates, and you see what happened to both of them. Trump may have won, but he's still having to win it.
Let's listen to this again in light of the fact that Lisa Page has just admitted, top FBI lawyer in the middle of this, the top FBI lawyer on the Russia investigation slash what she now admits was the insurance policy, the Russia investigation. Let's remember this. Chuck Schumer and Rachel Maddow from January of 2017 on Trump Better Stop Criticizing the FBI.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
Let me tell you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Okay, let me translate. You had best behave or the Stasi will knock on your door. What's the difference? I don't see one. Well, okay, they haven't dragged him out of his house yet in the middle of the night, but we're well on our way there at the rate we're going. All right, there's a new kind of privilege in America. No, not white privilege. Illegal immigrant privilege. I'll tell you what that looks like coming up next. And here's what folks are saying on the text line. And this is a great question. Where is William Barr? He is allegedly our attorney general, but as it seems to happen so often, they go through the front doors of the FBI or the DOJ, and it's like their brains get zapped by some sort of bizarre crime machine, and they become part of the conspiracy. Every time, I don't know what goes on in these buildings. Where's William Barr? I mean, okay, we just had the highest ranking attorney involved in the Russia collusion investigation. The one leading it, along with Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok, admit under oath before Congress that the Russia investigation was the insurance policy. Well, the insurance policy, as described by her, was to take the president out. You know, just in case. Just in case, in the off chance he wins. Where are they? No, seriously, this is a bombshell. I mean, this should be the biggest news story right now in this country. But it's not. Here's another question. Where's Lindsey Graham? No, where is he? He's the head of the Judiciary Committee now. That is the committee that oversees the DOJ. There is nobody else in Congress who has more influence over the Department of Injustice than Lindsey Graham right now. It is traditional for the head of the Judiciary Committee to meet very regularly with the head of the Department of Injustice. The Department of Injustice, the head of the Department of Injustice, answers not just to the president, but also to Congress, namely to the Judiciary Committee, in particular to the Judiciary Committee chairman. Hello, Lindsey. Anybody there? Anybody home? See the news? Did you miss it? You couldn't have missed it, bud. Come on, we know you know about this. There's closed-door testimony. You have to have a security clearance to see it, but it was in July. He's got the security clearance. You going to do anything about this, sir? Got anything to say, sir? You got a lot to say on other things. Where's William Barr? I know where William Barr is. Yeah, William Barr's at T with Robert Mueller's where he is. Lindsey Graham knows how it works. He explained it to us himself. And honestly, you got to blame Trump for this, too. I'm not letting him off the hook. Appointing William Barr was a bizarre decision. I mean, Lindsey Graham came out and said, hey, this dude, William Barr, he's like best friends with Robert Mueller. Or close friends. Mueller attended their kids' weddings. He attended Mueller's kids' weddings. The wives are great friends. They're in Bible study and church together. William Barr's wife and Mueller's wife, they're buds. Stone cold silence. Texter writes, where's William Barr? The Obama DOJ used the FBI to take out candidate Trump, or try to, and then take his presidency down. Outrageous, lawless. Yes, that's exactly what happened. Where are the political condemnations? Where is anybody talking about this? Fox just wrote this. It's right out there for anybody who wants to see it. Just deafening silence. It's deafening. Okay, I guess it's okay now to launch an investigation with no evidence against presidential candidates you don't like as an insurance policy. I guess that's the way we do things as a country now. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Talking about the San Jose police chief, I'm not going to play the audio again because it's a minute and a half. It takes the San Jose police chief a minute and a half to run down the illegal immigrant rap sheet of this man who stalked a 59-year-old woman and stabbed her to death in her home after he broke in. Not my fault, says San Jose police chief Eddie Garcia.
But when we have violent or serious offenders that are preying on our community, we must have the ability to protect our residents. We will go to the ends of the earth to find a predator like this. We put the case together, put them in jail, and then it's up to the rest of the system to determine what happens next. The city of San Jose and our police department has no control over how the county interacts with federal immigration enforcement and deportation of violent or serious felons like Carlos Arvala Carranza. Those policies are not set at our level. Let me be clear.
So, yeah. Look, sanctuary city. Sanctuary state, sanctuary county. Nothing I can do. I mean, you realize that the Santa Clara County not only ignored 6 ICE detainers on this guy for all these crimes that he laid out that he had committed, including burglary. He likes to break into people's houses, but that's okay. Broke into the country. We didn't care then. Santa Clara County ignored, in addition to the detainers, Federal agencies request to question the gang member following his previous arrest. So they wanted to, in addition to detaining him so they could deport him, they wanted to question him about his gang activity. But under sanctuary policy, even that isn't allowed. Even that's not allowed. Wow. Okay. County officials ignored the repeated request due to Santa Clara sanctuary status, allowing Carranza to be released and commit more crimes. Garcia, the police chief, slammed the practice of freeing immigrant offenders rather than assisting ICE, saying this isn't about politics, this is about public safety. They don't care. They don't care. Here's ICE failed director Eric Bonner about this. He said in a statement, how many more people have to be killed or injured before California lawmakers will open discussion to revise the state policy prohibiting local law enforcement agencies from working with ICE to apprehend dangerous criminal aliens? It's unfortunate that our communities face dangerous consequences because of the inflexible state laws that protect criminal aliens, Bonner said in a statement. These sanctuary policies have unintended but very real and often tragic consequences to public safety. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Texter writes, I just missed the part where you were talking about illegal aliens being able to switch districts over to blue. Could you explain that again? I missed it. You know what I would say? I've been doing this a lot because it's new. Explaining why sanctuary cities, the purpose of sanctuary cities is to attract a lot of illegal immigrants to one specific place, blue place, in order to increase the population so that when the census happens in 2020, they will be counted in the population, and because congressional districts are awarded by population as counted in the census, that's constitutional, they got to pack them in there. And so this is why they think nothing of ignoring 9 different orders on this guy, 6 of them immigration detainers, 2 of them requests by the feds to question him about his gang activity. He's got to be there. I mean, he's got to be counted in the census so that they can steal congressional districts from red areas and transfer them to blue areas. And again, I was referring to Alabama's lawsuit against the federal government because one of their red districts is about to be transferred to California because of illegal immigrant sanctuary city area population. That's what this is about. It's about getting the illegals into blue areas and keep making them happy, making them feel like you can live here, you can be like an American, we're going to get you a license, we're going to get you free health care. Remember Gavin Newsom promised that, the governor of California? They need magnets. They need things like that. So you got to get them in there and pack them in there before the census so you can steal more districts from people who will never vote for you because your policies are insane. Let's see what the people have to say on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter writes, where is the outrage publicly from the citizens of California with the emphasis on citizens? I don't think they care. Yeah, there's only certain human life they care about. And it's like you are depersoned when an illegal immigrant murders you. It's like you don't count anymore. You've become an embarrassment and to be forgotten as soon as possible. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. That information concerning the districts and the population was very good and well explained. Please do much more of that. Thank you for what you do informing us of the truth. Thank you all. No problem. I appreciate it. It's a joy to do every day. Texter writes, all this is Donald Trump's fault. He just hasn't delivered for those of us who voted for him. The Bob Barr appointment was bizarre. I mean, he is right out of Team Bush. Team Bush will never do anything to help the president or the rule of law. That will never happen. He'd have been better scraping a homeless person out from under a bridge and appointing him attorney general. Texter writes, Scott Peterson, who could forget him, right? Scott Peterson, who killed his wife, cut her unborn son out of her and strangled him with a zip tie, was just released from death row by Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Texter writes, why has Trump not demanded that federal funds be removed from sanctuary cities? He has. Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House at the time when Republicans controlled Congress, and he would not lift a finger to do anything that would inconvenience a single illegal immigrant, and that is part of the problem. We elected that. Texter writes, I don't like Lindsey Graham at all, and I don't think he's worth a darn, but you must have gone to bed early last night and not watched Hannity. He was on there talking explicitly about what's about to happen. Oh, this is regarding my monologue about Lindsey Graham needs to get off his rear end. He's the judiciary chairman now. Yeah, I watched the video. And Lindsey Graham's saying he'll investigate. Investigate. Awesome. Okay, great. Like, great. Do that again. But we already have the transcript of Lisa Page admitting the insurance policy was the Russia investigation and that they didn't have, you know, they had basically no evidence, very little evidence when they launched it. We don't need to investigate this again, Mr. Graham. That's a stall tactic at this point. Although, I mean, I'd love to see the fireworks of the public hearings and great. I mean, please do that. You do that with my blessing. But we're beyond this, Mr. Graham, and you know it. The time now is to call on Bob Barr, as only you can do with the power that you have as the Judiciary Committee chairman overseeing the Department of Justice, and demand he prosecute, specifically demand that he begin to take the steps to impanel a grand jury. Lisa Page's testimony must go before a grand jury. Must. So what Lindsey Graham is doing sounds good on Fox News. Oh, we're going to investigate it. No, sir, we don't. Please do it for the fireworks and the theater if you would like. We're going to get all these people in here, Lindsey Graham says. We're going to take them, we're going to bring them in here, and we're going to make them answer questions. Why? They already answered the questions. We got the transcripts. Let's move. Let's roll. The thing that he could do that would make a difference is to call out Bob Barr and demand. By the way, demand the investigation. By the way, he's like, oh, Horowitz is going to investigate. Oh, you mean the guy who wrote the report saying the FBI did nothing wrong? That guy? At the Department of Justice, you're going to have him investigate. Ooh, that's scary. He knows it's safe to punt the ball to him. He knows Horowitz is going to cover everything up. Horowitz, by the way, is the guy who's supposed to be policing corruption at the DOJ. He's done an abysmal job of it. So what Lindsey Graham just did was kick the can back down the road to the very people he knows won't do anything about this. We're beyond this now, sir. We got the transcripts. Move. Demand, publicly demand Bob Barr move his rear end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.